VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump began Thursday with a series of ceremonial procedures that set the stage for opening arguments early next week. As VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson reports, the trial is getting underway as Democrats argue new evidence proves the president's guilt in trying to leverage U.S. aid to Ukraine for his own political benefit.
The trial got underway as an independent government agency announced the Trump administration had broken the law by holding up congressionally approved aid to Ukraine. Trump's Senate ally says there was no impeachable offense. But Lev Parnas, an associate of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, could be a possible trial witness after saying Trump knew exactly what was going on with aid to Ukraine. Trump denies this.
I never had a conversation that I remember with him.
Democrats believe these revelations will increase pressure on McConnell to allow witnesses. The trial set to get fully underway next Tuesday when senators return from the holiday weekend. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
The Chinese government is applauding an interim trade agreement with the United States, but cautions the two countries must still address key issues of mutual concern. U.S. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He signed the deal Wednesday to resolve what had been an escalating 18-month trade dispute between the world's largest economies. Iran's supreme leader says its missile attack on U.S. troops in Iraq earlier this month was a blow to America's image as a superpower as he led prayers in Tehran for the first time since 2012. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said America had cowardly killed the most effective commander in the fight against the Islamic State group when it killed General Qassem Soleimani in a U.S. airstrike in Baghdad. This is VOA News.